Hare Krishna, 8 o'clock in the evening, Thursday in Budapest. We just came from New Rajadham, and we'll be staying here for the weekend. On Monday, there's a wedding, Kamsari, and Chaitya Guru, they're also getting married, not to each other, the former to Megha Manjari and the latter to Panumati Devi Dasis. So I'm staying for that. And then on Tuesday, going east to Debrecen and then to a Namhara program in Romania. Chaitanya Prabhu's been cultivating some devotees in Romania. This part of Romania was part of Hungary for a long, long time, and there's a lot of Hungarians there in this particular city. The majority of people are Hungarians. In fact, I did a really nice preaching program there at the end of last year, and it was just like preaching used to be here in Hungary 15 years ago. So we'll go there and then stay here in Budapest again, and at the end of the month start out on Padyatra for a week. Anyone who wants to come for Padyatra, it'll be going around Hungary for the next 10 weeks and walking about 15-20 kilometers a day while chanting Hare Krishna. Very, very blissful. Staying in schools or tents as the weather permits, and eating very wonderful prasadam, and really doing nothing else except chanting Hare Krishna. So that starts on Monday the 29th. We'll be beginning that. So if you like to come along, then you can get on the internet, send a message to Chaitanya Das on email, and if you're willing to do some service, specifically walk along with everyone and to do whatever is required, then you're welcome. Let's start with a quote. I'm just reading. Sitaram Prabhu sent me this book, Shruta Kirti, Prabhu's Intimate Moments in His Service with Srila Prabhupada. And the book has a nice title. It's called What's the Difficulty? And here is so many Prabhupada sayings devotees have heard. And I've certainly heard a lot of them, confirmed many, whether they've been actually correct or not. But this one I'd never heard before. And it was in the Radha Damodar temple. Srila Prabhupada had said this in the mid-October of 1972. Prabhupada reveals this really wonderful truth. He says, by chanting 16 rounds, following the regulative principles, rising early, reducing one's eating and sleeping, one gets spiritual energy. If one follows these guidelines for 12 years, all he speaks will be perfect. So this is really inspiration for devotees who are just starting out in Krishna consciousness. If you've been doing all these things perfectly for 12 years, everything you must be saying is perfect. I think I have to start from here, add another 12 years, then everything will end up being perfect. I don't know exactly what Srila Prabhupada meant in terms of the extent of reducing eating and sleeping, but considering that he said sleep at least 6 hours, or at least no more than 6 hours, or more if necessary, but keep it to that. And then eating, Srila Prabhupada was not one for constantly fasting, but reducing, keeping it to what's minimal. And Prabhupada says 12 years, everything you speak will be perfect. That's very wonderful. All right, I'd like to just get to a question. And the first one is from Dwipayan Das in New Rajadham. He's if devotees have ever seen him in action, he's one of the main he's one of the main attractions of New Brajadham. He takes the tours and not only just shows them, bus tours, bus loads of people, not only shows them around the place, but he brings them in the temple room, sits them down, and practically without exception, he can get a bus load full of elder people, young people, school children to dance, chant Hare Krishna, fan Radha Shyam, clap their hands. Very, very good preacher. Anyway, he's asking this question about the holy name. In Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a process of five steps describing how will one realize the holy name is not different from his form, qualities, and pastimes. This is Hungarian English, so bear with me. The first step of this process is to avoid the 10 offenses. On the other hand, the Nambas level means that one is clearing from the tendency of committing the 10 offenses. Does it mean that the second point starts just when one chants Shuddha Nam? This question is not so clear. I take it to mean that he's asking whether one has to purely chant the holy name before one starts to meditate upon Krishna's form, qualities, and pastimes. Well, in terms of chanting, the first thing is that one must know how to hear. If someone can't hear the holy name properly, then his chanting is certainly inattentive, and therefore it's offensive. So we should learn how to be here, and indeed devotees should be able to sit down and just listen to the holy name. When that listening is a mechanical activity and devotees don't have really great taste for the holy name, their chanting is not so advanced. But if someone is offenseless in his chanting, then he will be able to just chant and chant and chant because the sound of the holy name is so sweet. It is Namas Chintamani, it's Chintamani. So it's just like pouring nectar in your ears. And some devotees sometimes make this comment, well, all we have to do is just hear. It's not a matter of just. Hearing is everything. Hearing Krishna is as good as seeing him, it's as good as tasting him. But there's a krama, there's a systematic progression. And if one knows how to hear very nicely, then naturally he will meditate upon Krishna's qualities and his form, his pastimes, and his entourage and his dam. They will come in one of two ways, either as a natural manifestation from the sound vibration, or second, that the mind will become sufficiently purified that naturally one will remember those things that one has seen, the form of the Lord, remember Krishna's qualities, his gentleness, his kindness, his sweetness, and will have an inclination to think about his pastimes. So yes, certainly one has to avoid offenses, but thinking about Krishna's pastimes and so on may happen before one chants Shuddha Nam. It means that when one is actually avoiding the offenses, if one has the attraction for these different aspects, they may come naturally. Hare Krishna. So that's Dwaipayan Prabhu. And the next one is from Bhaktin Alex in London, and she wants to know more about the situation in France. A lot of rumors going around about the deities, my involvement, that I will live in Paris full-time for a year. Tell us more about the deities. Well, I've been mentioning, what about donations? Yeah, what about donations? Is that something that is needed? Wow, that's a really redundant question. Anyway, I'll end up with that and try and give a short synopsis, although while I was there in Paris, I was giving little rundowns of the situation, and while our Harinams and preaching were very ecstatic, but Radha Parasishwara, and I'm just going to talk about Paris right now, are in a rented building that's 150 square meters, which is about 1,500 square feet. It's the size of a small family's house. They're in a, well, Shamasundari was just there to get a pattern for the deities because she's making some outfits. In fact, we've got some supporters who are willing to sponsor outfits, and she's going to be making them because the deity's outfits are quite old and they haven't had many. They're in a temple room that's about the size of, I don't know how to say, if you're at the manor, the entire temple room, including the day room, is no bigger than what the library is right now. And so you figure that there's big Radha Krishna deities, Radha Parasishwara, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, big Gornitai, and all the small deities as well, who are, they have a very beautiful Sringasam, but it doesn't fit into the place. So they're really on boxes, wooden boxes, or platforms made out of wood. And Srila Prabhupada is at the other end. And when we take prasadam there, 8 people can eat on the floor. That's it. That's the maximum. So that gives you an idea of the size. And devotees there are really working very hard. There's some wonderful devotees who are really doing their best to serve the deities there. There's a total of 2 full-time pujaris for, I mentioned it, 7 large deities, and anyway, they're doing a superhuman job, but obviously that's not the way things should be taking place, and any of the devotees who have been there were really really heartbroken to see that Radhaparas Ishvara are in such conditions. My original offer to the leaders of Europe was that if they were going to make a full-time commitment, I would stay there full-time. And but it didn't work out like that. So in relationship to the commitment that other devotees have made, I'm staying there, say on an average, 1 week a month. That's what it's looking like right now. We've received, though, very good support. There was one anonymous donor who walked into the temple, saw the deities, and told the president, get a temple and I'll give you 200,000 euros. Of course, Paris is like London. 200,000 euros doesn't get you very far. We really need to buy a facility that we want to try and get something around Soho Street, a smaller version of Soho Street where we could have a restaurant as a financial base and a place for the deities and perhaps accommodation for devotees, at least some devotees, but maybe not many. But that's very, very expensive. Paris is like London. So yes, donations, please send donations. Send me email if you want to give donations by all means. We need support. We're getting financial support. The Scottish Yatra is willing to help purchase. I just heard the BBT is giving a grant, which may be somewhere in the region of about $100,000 or euros. And we have Ambarish Prabhu is also assisting, but it's still not enough, so we need your help. Srila Prabhupada installed these deities, I think first was Radhalan Ishwara, then was Radha Govinda, and then there was Radha Parasishwara. And Srila Prabhupada had said that Krishna has come to Paris to get some French girls. So if you can help, please let me know. Let me close with a very beautiful quote from Sri Padyavali about Krishna's childhood pastimes. Kavi Sarvabhoma, who I think is a person different than Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, writes, the gopis asked, where is your face? Where are your eyes? Where is your nose? Where are your ears? Where is the top of your head? With each question, the Lord placed his flower petal finger in the appropriate spot. In this way, the infant Lord delighted the gopis. Hare Krishna, everyone. See you tomorrow.